Hello, this is George Waring. I'm broadcasting today from the underground in Uptown Butte. And this is a column I submitted to the Butte Weekly on July 10th of 2022. It's entitled, Tax the Rich and House the Homeless. And it comes from Sam Pizzigatti, who is co-editor at inequality.org. And the column focused on Los Angeles. Sam reported that Los Angeles has a citywide ballot this November, that is November 2022, a landmark new tax on the rich that will kick in every time a local mansion changes hands. All the proceeds from this new tax on the turnover of properties worth over $5 million will go to creating safe and secure housing opportunities for Los Angeles families of limited financial means. The grassroots coalition behind that initiative is called Unite to House LA, is estimating that had its proposed tax measure been in effect over one recent 12-month period, the city would have cleared some $800 million in new revenue. All that revenue, with the House Los Angeles initiative in place, would come from adding a new 4% city tax on the sale or transfer of properties valued between $5 million and $10 million, and a new 5.5% levy on the transfer of properties that go for over $10 million. The current city tax on these luxury transfers is 0.45%. Over the last 2 years, more than 1,000 single-family homes in Greater Los Angeles sold for over $5 million, some for extravagantly much over that marker. Some trace the Los Angeles area's super boom in luxury housing back to 2017, when a new home in Beverly Hills went on the market for a then-spectacular $100 million. That mansion came with a champagne vault pre-filled with 170 bottles and a full-time house manager with a salary prepaid for 2 years. In 2019, a developer asked an astonishing $500 million for a 100,000-square-foot Bel Air hilltop estate complete with its own nightclub and IMAX theater. Overall, Los Angeles last year saw more luxury properties selling for over $10 million than any other locale in the United States. Topping the 2021 wretched excess list is the $133 million the crypto king Brian Armstrong, the CEO of Coinbase, paid for a minimalist mansion built in 2009. Levying the United to House Los Angeles initiative tax on properties like these, advocates point out, would enable Los Angeles to keep 475,000 renters annually from going homeless and create new housing units for 69,000 people over the next 10 years. And these gains would come from a tax that only impacts about 3% of real estate transactions within the Los Angeles city limits. May of last year, the typical Los Angeles home sold went for $910,000. Based on that figure, the selling price on the city's typical home would essentially have to quintuple before triggering the United to House Los Angeles mansion tax. Without that trigger in place, affordable housing advocates believe Los Angeles faces a humanitarian crisis. The city's own economic roundtable, for its part, is projecting an 86% increase in homelessness in Los Angeles over the next 4 years. Thanks, Sam Pizzagatti, for cluing me in on that. And I thank you folks out there for listening. This is George Waring saying so long.